As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Monday, August the 17th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Yes, my name is William Roberts. I've got good news of sorts. Hard facts, certainly that, and perhaps we'll even dabble in some solutions today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal, local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone and call now. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014 to join us live on air or take Oracle with you on your mobile phone. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Big shout out this morning to Liberty Radio, Owensville, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audience. Again, our listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome throughout the broadcast. Precious metals, commodities, stocks, and crude decline. U.S. dollar index rises. We're going to talk about that today. Clean energy bill in the Senate coming up, natural disasters, climate change, man's role in changing the face of the earth, Agenda 21, so much on the plate today. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into the market reports for Monday, August the 17th, 2009, out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Active trading, gold was off $15.80. Trading down at $931.80 an ounce. Silver lost 61 cents in morning trading, trading at $14.10 an ounce. Platinum taking it upside the head with a big stick, trading at $1,232, losing $25 in morning trading so far. Palladium not spared, dropping $3 to $271 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, 928.80 so far on the morning to 945.50 for a high. So it's a pretty good spread going on in there. But at $931.80, your gold is still up $145.40 year on year for an 18.50% return on your investment. The boys in London set the gold price this morning at $937.50. So we can see we're below that right now. In the Dow closed off 77 points on the Friday to 9,321. The NASDAQ in the equity market, the NASDAQ off 24 points at 1,985. The S&P closed off 9 points at 1,004. The crude oil so far this morning losing $1.53 a barrel, trading at $65.98 for a barrel of light sweet crude oil. And the U.S. dollar index, the one that's supposedly carrying the world at this point, rises 48 basis points to 79.38. We'll be right back after this brief commercial intermission. Stay with us.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with 2 cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again right here on our Monday, August the 17th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, the official webpage of this broadcasting network. Be sure and log on and bookmark that site today. Yes, again, my name is William Roberts. We're going into the market reports for Monday, August the 17th, 2009. Nothing but a sea of red ink. Of course, the U.S. dollar index seems to be up mysteriously, but it's impacted all of the foreign exchange rates as well. It's going to those foreign exchange markets. The Canadian dollar, in the face of this increasing USDX, the USDX closing is up on morning trading at 48 basis points. It's 79.38 right now. But we can see that the Canadian dollar was off, the Mexican peso was off, the euro was off, the British pound was off, and the Swiss franc was off as well. In morning trading, Canadian dollar is exchanging for 90 cents U.S. The Mexican peso, and that's down, by the way, that's down a couple of pennies. The Mexican peso is trading at 8 cents U.S., just barely hanging on to that 8-cent mark. The euro trades at $1.41. That's off 0.94% or 94 basis points. Big move. The Mexican peso there lost 1.32% or 132 basis points. Big move downward for the Mexican peso. The British pound loses 137 basis points or 1.37%. Trades at $1.63 right now. And the Swiss franc not spared, losing 86 basis points, trading at 93 cents U.S. in the bond market. The two-year bond is standing at 1.02%, the 10-year at 3.49%, the 30-year at 4.36%. Now, in the mortgage market, things are turning upside down once again. The 15-year mortgage is mortgage rate is, of course, you're going to have to pay points on this, so don't expect to go out and get a mortgage for this today, but this is the basal number. Trading off 4.72%, so we're looking at a decrease month on month. 1 month ago it was at 4.85, right now it's at 4.72. I guess the marketplace didn't like the increasing mortgage rates. Same thing happens in the 30-year mortgage, dropping to 5.33 from a month ago today at 5.36%. So if you've got mortgages in your mind or mortgages in your needs basket, I would suggest you tend to affairs quickly. Other things in all things being equal, we're looking at this plummeting gold price, dropping really $20 in 1 week, more or less. Where does some of this come from? Well, this off of Reuters, the ETF securities, gold exchange traded funds, holdings fall by 56,000 ounces. Well, again, an ETF is an exchange traded fund, and we've talked about all of this flash trading and whatnot that's going on today. So you can see that the markets are a rigged house. I really caution you, if you're interested in getting into this, the small people are probably going to take it in the shorts while the others just simply sell short and run naked. Nevertheless, off of Reuters, London, August the 17th, the amount of metal ETF securities hold to back its gold exchange-traded commodities fell nearly 56,000 ounces, or 0.8%, in the week to August the 14th, the company said in a daily report on Monday. The three gold-backed products it operates, gold bullion securities, ETFs, physical gold, and a small Australian fund, saw their holdings slip to 7.286 million ounces by Friday from 7.342 million ounces on August the 7th. So that's a little bit of a slip. And we see that whenever we see the market price of gold going dropping, it's largely because somebody's selling. And when it goes the other way and starts going up, it's largely because someone is in the market buying. And no, that's not the blue hairs. It's usually one of these exchange-traded funds or any of the pension groups and others that are getting into the market, like China, Brazil, Russia, and India, etc. Continuing here, its ETFs physical palladium product, PHPD.L, I guess if you're on the stock exchange, saw its holdings rise by 4.3%. So they're selling off their gold, buying palladium. Take note of that. All right. In its total, London silver holdings also rose again, selling off the gold, buying palladium, buying silver. Also rose on the week to 19.216 million ounces from 18.893 million ounces. The company issues securities backed by physical stocks of commodities such as precious metals, giving investors exposure to movements in the asset price without having to buy and store the commodities themselves. Very, very risky. Now, for the big guys, that might work out okay, but for Ma and Pa America, a better place for your gold is in a hole in the yard someplace. Physical possession gold, keep it in your possession. Doesn't do you any good if it's locked up in a bank vault. Doesn't do you any good if it's in a safe deposit box. Doesn't do you any good any place except where you can get your fingers on it rapidly, along with a handgun or two and a few ham sandwiches, and DD out the back door and make haste as you split the scene. Anyway, let's go into this a little bit deeper here. More news. USA Today, a poll out this morning. Don't give much stock to polls and stuff like that, but, you know, the way it goes. Poll, 57% don't see the stimulus working, by Brad Heath off the USA Today, Washington. 6 months after Barry the Usurper launched his $787 billion plan to right the nation's economy, a majority of Americans think the avalanche of new federal aid has cost too much and done too little to end the recession. Poll results, six questions. A USA Today Gallup poll found 57% of adults say the stimulus package is having no impact on the economy or even making it worse. Even more, 60% doubt that the stimulus plan will help the economy in the years ahead. And only 18% say it has done anything to help improve their personal situation. You can understand the angst at the various town hall meetings that we've been hearing about, eh? People are not too happy with this program, and we're going to find out a little bit more today why it's maybe not such a great program. But that skepticism underscores the challenge that the usurper faces in trying to convince the public that the stimulus has helped turn the economy around. It could also complicate the administration's plan to overhaul the nation's health care system. Yeah, Barry, your ideas are in trouble. Here's a quote. This is a wake-up call for the administration, close quote, says House Minority Whip Eric Cantor. You know, Cantors are the guys that stand at the synagogue and sing and all that thing. Yeah, Eric Cantor. He's a Republican out of Virginia. Notice the little state seal there. He's got Columbia and the Spear of Destiny and the Jacobin hat. Anyway, Eric Cantor. He probably didn't choose Virginia, but he just wound up with Virginia. Here's a quote from Eric. People see the stimulus hasn't worked, and now you want to lay on over $1 trillion in a health care plan? Folks, you wouldn't believe the amount of email that I've been getting from the Republican Party at all levels, state and national. If you were to succumb to the rhetoric that the party's putting out, you would think that the Democrats were the great demons here, the big evil, the bad boys on the block. I say abolish the established two-party political system. It's all a con game. We'll be right.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
So anyway, we can see that we really don't need to beat up on the Democratic Party when there are no clean hands in the Republican Party either. If you go through the Council on Foreign Relations membership roster and the Trilateral Commission's membership roster, you'll find plenty of both on either side. And most all of the various and sundry news articles are being prepared for us by one of the members of the Council on Foreign Relations or the Trilaterals as well. You know, here we are referring to Bloomberg and other news articles, and all these people are insiders. Oh, my. Are we ever left in a big mess here? Fine mess you've gotten us in this morning, Ollie. Anyhow, continuing along here, he says, again, this is Eric Cantor. Eric Cantor, by the way, replaced Roy Blunt out of Missouri. Roy is looking to replace Kit Bond and move up into the U.S. Senate. I think we ought to send Roy Blunt home, find somebody else to take these positions. I don't care where we find them. Somebody's going to have to have a little cleaner hands than this bunch. Anyway, Eric Cantor. The administration declined a comment on the poll results. The stimulus package contains $288 billion for tax cuts, $499 billion in new spending, and much of it meant to pay for unemployment and other social services, if you can believe this USA Today article. The $1 billion cash for clunkers program was not part of the bill, although its $2 billion expansion comes from stimulus funds. Everybody's been talking about the clunkers. The government has allocated more than $200 billion in aid. Since the plan began, however, the recession has left an additional 2.2 million Americans without jobs. According to Labor Department surveys, economists generally say the recession would have been worse without the stimulus, though they disagree widely on how much it has helped. The economy was like a huge pothole we had to fill, and what we did was throw a little gravel in the bottom. You don't fill the hole, not even close, but you do make it better, says University of Oregon economist Tim Dwight, D-Dewey. I don't know how you pronounce his name, D-U-Y, is that even a name? Tim Dye. Here's another quote from Tim. Many people don't see the effect, so they assume it's not working. I'll say so, Tim. The poll, August the 6th through the 9th, of 1,010 adults, you see that's not much of a poll, has a margin error of plus or minus 4% for the full sample. In a question of asked of a subsample, 51% of Americans say the government should have spent less on the stimulus. 31% say the amount was about right. I mean, can these people even slice an orange in the morning? Do we really care what they have to say? You've got to be kidding. You know, they couldn't find news without a clicker if it was, oh well, plated in gold. Going to something a little bit more depth. Have a little bit more depth here. This off Bloomberg, talking about pension funds, lengthy article, not going to go into all of it. It's up on the web. If you want to go there today, just go and type www.bloomberg.com. Look through the news and you'll find this one, pension funds pair stocks, ignoring the economic rebound. Alexis Zidius and Adam Haig write the article August 17th, Bloomberg. The world's biggest pension funds lost confidence in stocks as the best long-term investment, cutting holdings or leaving them unchanged during the steepest rally since the 30s. Yeah, there's been a rally. There has been a rally in the stock market. Watched a YouTube video that was sent us a link from one of our listeners over the weekend. Funny little thing about Adolf Hitler and his boys. They went into a cash position, leaving the stock market in the face of a steep rally. Boy, were they disappointed. Anyway, funny little YouTube thing to watch. On a more serious note, funds overseeing money for California teachers and public workers, Dutch government retirees, and South Korean private sector employees reduced their target weightings for equities this year, data compiled by Bloomberg shows. The rest of the 10 largest kept them the same. UK pensions have cut stock allocations to the lowest since 1974, according to Citigroup Inc. Managers handling Oxford and Cambridge University professors' assets have been selling shares as the MSCI World Index posted a five-month 53% rally. That's the way it works most times. People buy when it's high and sell when it's low, but, you know, go figure. Given the storm in the financial markets that we've seen, the name of the game is risk management, said Dick Popielis, head of the Pension Advisory Group. I'm telling you, if these guys don't get reasonable names soon, I'm going to quit reading these articles. Anybody can swing by the nearest courthouse and change your last name to Smith or Jones or Thompson or something like that if you want to be in the big league so that we can pronounce your names on air. Anyway, he continues here. This guy's from J.P. Morgan Chase and Company in Frankfurt, Germany. The majority of pension funds have not finished taking risk off their portfolios. Some have not even started. This is important, folks, because there's lots and lots of people out there who have paid in throughout their entire lives to these various and sundry funds and retirement schemes. And there's billions and billions of dollars to be made investing other people's money. You know, that's getting hooked on OPM, other people's money. Investing other people's money, come what may. Every time you can move something around, you can make a commission. But the people out there on the streets, the people who have bought into this pipe dream of working for government in any capacity and elsewhere are taking it in the shorts. Let's continue with this article here. Losses suffered in the worst decade for stocks versus bonds since at least 1900 drove pension funds to pour more money into fixed income, commodities, and derivatives, just as the signs the global recession is easing helped equities rebound, blah, blah, blah. They're moving it around. And look at the way they say it, pouring money in, climbing in, piling on. Read these financial news reports every morning on, as I do for this broadcast, and this is the kind of terminology you get. Like so many lemmings, like so many sheep, piling in, piling on, so on. The average return for U.S. stocks has trailed government bonds by about 8.6 percentage points. We've been talking about government bonds, you know, 1%, 2%, 3%, 4%. But the average return for U.S. stocks has trailed those bonds by 8.6% after outperforming, blah, 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 8.2 last century. Equities appreciated on an average of 12.91% a year from 1900 to 1999. Oh, really? Well, they say so. But did they appreciate 12.91% a year from 1900 to 1999? Or did the value of our dollar just keep going down and down and down like a kamikaze crashing on the deck of the aircraft carrier killing everyone aboard, right? Cheech and Chong. Stock indexes retreated from London to Shanghai and Tokyo today as Japan's economy grew less than economists estimated. It's a worldwide thing. Decade of stagflation. See, we've been looking for these kinds of words coming up in the dialogue here from the cut, copy, and paste bins of the economic writers. It took them a long time, back until December of 2007, to admit that we've been in a recession. We'd probably been in over a year at that time. Been hearing a little bit about deflation. And now we've got stagflation. A decade of stagflation. Equity assets in the UK fell to 41% of holdings at the end of 2008, according to data compiled by the New York-based Citigroup. The last time British pension funds held so little in equities was in 1974. Be right back. Stay with us.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your two-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again. Those call-in numbers in the Austin, Texas area is 512-904-8014. If you've got unlimited long-distance access or you'd like to place that call locally, you can call 512-904-8014. And internationally, around America and around the world, you can call in 866-841-1065 if I tweak your hot button on any of these issues. You know, if I say that 7 out of 10, or perhaps as many as 8 out of 10, of all of the workers in the United States of America derive all or a portion of their income directly from government sources, I might not be too far off. But if that's the case, we need to understand that all of these various and sundry pensions and funds and all of the rest of this investment claptrap, all of the hidden funds and the comprehensive annual financial report and so on and so forth, all this stuff has been stolen, extorted from other people. Those very few people who are actually producing anything, bringing any resources into the marketplace, actually producing anything, the rest of the parasites are just riding on everyone else's backside. And it's a sad thing. But it's not just the United States. This is a global phenomenon. Continuing here, talking a little bit more about the United Kingdom. Their funds aren't returning to the previous levels, according to Andy McGuire, a senior partner at Boston-based Boston Consulting Group. The proportion of equities in the UK pensions exceeded bonds by 1.6%. Isn't it funny? We've got the people over in Germany and the people in England and the people in Switzerland managing our pension funds, and we here in Boston and elsewhere are managing the funds for them. Go figure, huh? I guess it makes it much more difficult for the angry pensioners when they lose everything that they have set aside for their savings, everything was extorted out of their paycheck by force. When they lose everything, it's really tough to find an airline ticket that'll take you to Deutsche Bank or UBS Swiss to get some of your retirement money back. Equity losses have hit the pension industry just as liability increases. You know, I receive these things, probably you do too. Maybe perhaps not you because you're younger than I am, but I get all these continuous onslaught of ARP news and somebody please tell me what ARP even stands for. You know, you would think it would be like the American Association of Retired People or something like that, but you'll never find that in any of their documentation. But of course, I'm constantly getting health insurance and life insurance and this insurance and that insurance from all these insurance funds trying to sucker me into paying a bunch of money for something when I'm dead. I don't give a damn. I'm dead, I'm dead. What do I need insurance for? Ridiculous. Anyway, continuing along here, equity losses have hit the pension industry just as liability increases. Oh, the reason I brought up the insurance is the actuarial tables. You think it was a mistake that they set the retirement age for Social Security at 65? You work your whole life out. They load you full of all kinds of drugs. They load you full of all kinds of chemical feed. They cut you loose at 65. You live two more years and die. You know what they're doing. You wouldn't think that all of these various and sundry funds would be taking it right now in the shorts if it hadn't been set up by the actuarials. They run probability statistics on this stuff all the time, tweaking it here, tweaking it there to make sure they maximize their profits and minimize their payouts, as do all insurance companies. And why shouldn't they? Government, state-sponsored monopolies. Con game, really. The number of people worldwide, 65 and older, may jump to 1.3 billion by 2040. Well, of course, it's not going to jump. They're just going to get there, 65 and older. Shouldn't be any big surprise. Go back and look at the baby boom. You can just figure it out for yourself. Take the beginning of World War II. Run the math. Continuing, their proportion of the total population will double to 14% in the same period, according to a June report from the U.S. Census Bureau. The real issue is that they don't want the volatility that they had again. Talking about these fund managers. Well, there's so much more in all of this. Talks about Norway, talks about lots of other things. Again, you can go up on Bloomberg and look at it, but here's the bottom line. The following are the 10 world's largest pension funds as ranked in September by Pensions and Investments and Watson Wyatt Worldwide. They go like this. Number one, the Government Pension Investment of Japan. Number two is the Government Pension of Norway. Number three is ABP Netherlands. Number four is the California Public Employees U.S. Number five is the National Pension of Korea. Number six, the Federal Retirement Thrift of the U.S. Number seven, California State Teachers. Number eight, New York State Common. Number nine, the Local Government Officials Japan. And number 10 is the Florida State Board. Now, there's a lot more to it. You can read the article. It's up on Bloomberg this morning. You might take a look at that. Things aren't looking too good there. Good news, though. Good news. There's a little bit more on this. And we've talked so much about FEMA's all hazard. That's both man-made and natural hazard. They're all hazard mitigation planning system. We've talked about Agenda 21, out of the 40 chapters, chapter 7, Human Settlement Developments, 7.59, the promotion of a culture of safety, or the development of a safety cult, if you will, doing it all for your safety, you know, pre-disaster planning, post-disaster reconstruction. Well, there's big money in this. I shared a little bit out of FEMA's presentation made, the Department of Homeland Security's presentation made to the Governors Association, or the Association of Governors down in Louisiana. The insurance representative there was talking about investing all up and down the coast, all around the East Coast and down the Gulf of Mexico, down into Texas and around all of that area. All of that investing into this new marketplace. It's an interesting investment market, basically. You're running odds, if you will. You're running probability or statistics on the weather and the vagaries of nature, whatever God can throw at people. God, their creator, however you want to look at it. But this is a rather interesting article. Again, off Bloomberg, Jamie McGee writes, catastrophe bonds reach a 2009 high on the storm outlook. Now, if you've been following all around the world, there was another earthquake on or off the coast of Japan. Now they're looking for a tsunami there. Had these record high winds and rainfall over there. All kinds of droughts on one hand, rain on the other hand. Well, we got hurricane season coming up. Hurricanes and Himmicanes. I guess Himmicane Bill is coming to shore. Anyway, there's a lot to that. This article off Bloomberg, catastrophe bonds used by investors to bet against natural disasters. And you think about the wording in that, to bet against natural disasters. Come on, baby, 7 come 11, 7 come 11, come on, baby, hey, yeah, got it. Can you imagine these people? What kind of grim and gruesome folk are these anyway? Betting against natural disasters, man against God, the little g God man, betting against the big G God in the sky, right? Amazing. Catastrophe bonds used by investors to bet against natural disasters climbed to their highest level this year as hurricane outlooks called for a calmer season. Talk about a rigged game. People like Benjamin Livingston up there, Weather Modification Inc., he knows how to diffuse a hurricane, have it exhaust itself at sea. I guess, you know, the investors and the speculators would like to throw a little money his way if they're banking on a hurricane. The Swiss RE Cat Bond Price Return Income Index. You like the name of that one, the Swiss RE Cat Bond Price Return Index. Advanced 0.3% to 90.56 on August the 14th, the sixth straight weekly gain, as investors bet the insurers are less likely to collect on the securities. Insurers, including Chubb, not Chump, of course, but it's only one letter away, Chubb Corp and Assurance Inc. sell the bonds as an alternative to reinsurance. If a disaster strikes, the insurer uses the money to pay claims, and bond buyers face losing their investment. Amazing, huh? We'll be back right on the other side and find out how Noah fits into all of this, and I ain't talking about the ark.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
And we've returned once again, going back in here and picking this article up again. Once again, catastrophe bonds reached 2009 high on storm outlook. Right off Bloomberg. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, that's called NOAA, you know, revised its hurricane outlook this month to a near normal to a below normal season. The bonds faced pressure in 2008 from the credit crisis and an above-average storm season. Listen to this now. Here's a quote. If you don't have any hurricanes threatening the U.S., the investor base gets a lot more comfortable with owning these securities in hurricane season, close quote, said Brett Houghton, or Houghton, a fixed income trader at Rochdale, Roach is all right, Securities LLC. Quote, there is the perception of reduced risk profile of the bonds. All right? With a crap table. And we're looking at the weather. And you can imagine how great a benefit it would be to have one storm after the next, one fear story after the next, all across the media, pumping up and heightening up the fear of these imminent storms and so on and so forth, as it drives this bond market where you've got people out there on the faro table placing their bets on whether or not there's going to be more suffering, more destruction, more natural disasters. Man-made disasters work into this too. You can imagine my point of reference on all of this, having studied FEMA's hazard mitigation plan as carefully as I have, and Agenda 21, the Global Biodiversity Assessment, and all of the various and sundry United Nations promulgations and treaties. It's a crapshoot. This is an investment portfolio. Natural disasters, man-made and natural disasters. NOAA said on August the 6th that the El Nino phenomena, which produces warmer water in the eastern Pacific, is expected to reduce the severity of storms in the Atlantic. I guess you'd rush right out into the market then, wouldn't you? Less chance of a loss on your investment. Bill and Claudette. The Atlantic didn't produce a named storm in 2009 until Anna on August the 15th, the latest in more than two decades for the first storm of a calendar year to reach that intensity. By August the 15th last year, six named tropical storms had formed in the Atlantic. The Atlantic hurricane season lasts from June the 1st to November the 30th, so that's kind of like the NFL football season, right? Be like your horse races or something. The holiday season. Hurricane Bill. My boyfriend Bill. Hurricane Bill formed over the Atlantic Ocean, the first hurricane of the season, and the system is forecast to become a major hurricane. Better get in quickly. Get those bonds now while the getting's good. Bet on that. With winds of at least 111 miles per hour by August the 19th, it turns northwest on a course that may take it near Bermuda on August the 22nd, the National Hurricane Center said on its website. Tropical storm Claudette weakened over Florida, the center said. Quote, we do expect less activity this year than we're used to, said Jeff Masters. Boy, every market's tanking. Even the storm market's tanking. Director of Meteorology at the Weather Underground, Inc. I don't know whether they're related to Barry the Usurper's Weather Underground or not, but they certainly have a familiar name. In an interview last week, the 2008 storm season, in which Hurricane Ike slammed into Texas in September, was the worst since 2005 when Katrina struck the Gulf Coast. Cat bonds, see now they turn it into a little contraction? No, they abbreviate it. Cat bonds, that's short for catastrophe bonds. Cat bonds are benefiting from investor confidence in credit markets. I'm just going to pass over the rest of that. Prices dropped in the 9 months ended in May after money from the cat bonds was invested in asset-backed securities and failed investment bank Lehman Brothers Holdings, Inc. couldn't meet commitments to compensate for declines in the holdings. Just going to have a few more storms. Weather modification. Buyers of cat bonds may earn as much as 17 percentage points above the benchmark rates. Talk about these benchmark rates. 1% for a 2-year, 10% for a 3.49, and a 4.3% for a 30-year bonds. But buyers of cat bonds may earn as much as 17 percentage points above the benchmark rates for taking the risk that a disaster could cost them their principal. Will it be costing you your principal? Is your retirement or pension fund invested in these cat bonds? Is your city council invested in these cat bonds? Do you know where your bond money is today? The cost has pushed some insurers to traditional reinsurance, in which they share the premiums and the risk with companies such as Munich Re and Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway. We've gone to zero, FM Global Chief Executive Officer Sivan Subramaniam. Really, Sivan, change your name. Said in an interview last week, quote, cat bonds are more expensive than they were before. Well, there you go. And our local town council is going to buy bonds and pave 6 miles of our streets. I wonder if they're going to be investing in cat bonds this winter. Here's another one off Bloomberg. Really hate reporting stuff off of Bloomberg, Warren Buffett, Bloomberg, all these guys, Council on Foreign Relations, etc. Don't worry, just about every named name in this article is either CFR or a corporate sponsor of CFR or a member of Trilaterals, but, you know, That's what we get for news. This article written by a Jim Efstesio and a Daniel Witten. These names, they drive me crazy. August 13th, Bloomberg, Goldman Sachs Group, Inc., and J.P. Morgan Chase and Company would be barred from a planned U.S. carbon emissions market or face trading restrictions under proposals by Democratic senators crafting climate change legislation. You just thought it was going to go away. It hasn't gone away yet. H.R. 2454 is now in the Senate being considered by the senators on committee. It's not time to go to sleep, people. Stay on top of your senators. Let them hear your wrath. Don't think that it won't do some good. It does. At least 9 members of the majority party say speculation by Wall Street banks may cause excessive price swings in the cap-and-trade system of pollution allowances at the center of Barry the Usurper's plan to curb global warming. Go back to this White House energy document. I've read this before. This was back in March 19th of 2009, where Barry the Usurper says, quote, "So we have a choice to make. We can remain one of the world's leading importers of foreign oil, or we can make the investments that would allow us to become the world's leading exporter of renewable energy." How are you going to export renewable energy, Barry? Are we going to export our tides, our rivers, our biomass, our sunshine, our wind? Not at all. Continuing from Barry here, he says, "We can let climate change continue to go unchecked, or we can help stop it." Give us a break, Barry. "We can let the jobs of tomorrow be created abroad, or we can create those jobs right here in America and lay the foundation for lasting prosperity." Yes, indeed, it's all about money. Nothing about climate change. It's just about making more jobs, right? Only these will be those green energy jobs. But again, at least 9 members of the party, majority party, say speculation by Wall Street bankers may cause excessive price swings in the cap-and-trade system of pollution allowances. So you buy your permit to pollute. Just like the Environmental Protection Agency. At the center of President Barry the Usurper's plan to curb global warming. How can we even say it's his plan to curb global warming? Ridiculous. Nonsense. Specious reporting here. The senators say they may limit participation to polluters needing permits, ban derivatives. Well, we'll just have to pick it up on the other side as we begin hour number 2. Stay with us. We'll be back after the top of the hour break.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
As America limps on its last legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, August the 17th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. The first hour, we've just been going through a variety of economic reports and news and various and sundries. Continuing now and winding up and with a winding up for a better pitch, I guess you'd say, as we take it over the fence. Looking at this carbon market curb and the Senate proposals. A lot of very telling information in this article from the Bloomberg News sources. Again, back into it. At least nine members, at least nine members of the majority party say speculation by Wall Street banks may cause excessive price swings in the cap-and-trade system of pollution allowances at the center of Barry the Usurper's plan to curb global warming. A bunch of nonsense. It's all about money. Money, money, money. The senators say they may limit participation to polluters needing permits. The senators say they may limit participation to polluters needing permits. Like a driver license, you know. You have your license to drive. You really need a license to drive, but because the government stepped in, now you need a license to drive. Of course, the Senate's going to make sure that they're going to limit participation to polluters that need permits. Ban derivatives or impose stricter regulations than exist in today's energy markets. Anybody ever studied this alphabet soup of a world that we live in today? This Interstate Commerce Commission, for instance, or the various and sundry aspects of things that came in under the Uniform Law Commission's Uniform Commercial Code. You know that it's always the people, the Green Party, and all the rest of the greeny weenies out there that are championing. We can't do this. We're hurting mothers. Gaia's in peril. And government responds, and gladly so. And they create these various boards and councils and agencies. And initially, you've got the greenies sitting at the table talking about preventing climate change, but once the greenies feel like they've gotten enough biscuits, they leave, and then all the bigwigs, all the producers come back in, and they occupy those positions on those councils and boards, and then it goes back to business as usual, only the price of everything goes up. That's what we're looking at here. The volatility that has existed in the oil market is exactly what we don't want to happen in the carbon markets, said Senator Maria Cantwell, a Democrat from Washington State, who wants to exclude financial companies from the carbon market. The banks contributed to that, and the banks continue to contribute to it. And I'm sorry to tell you, Senator Maria Cantwell, if you pass this piece of legislation, you'll have the banks in the market. Debate over the bank's role may thwart Obama's, I say that, effort to get the 60 votes needed in the 100-member Senate to approve climate legislation. There are 60 Democrats in the Senate, and Republicans largely oppose a similar House bill passed in June. Of course, they had a couple of wild card Republicans in there just to make sure they had enough numbers to squeak it by a narrow margin. if we have anything to be blessed about here, we've only got 100 members in the Senate, and so we could put more of our time and our energy into lobbying them. Let them know this cannot pass, possibly, or they'll never get elected to office again. Anyway, be right back. Stay with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.org and Broadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
All right, and we have returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local. We come to you Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network as we're in our second hour of today's two-hour broadcast. And so, back into this again. Remember, though, that this is like a magician's trick. The debate over whether the banks should have a role in all of this, blah, 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 rages on. And they say here that the debate over the bank's role may thwart the usurper's efforts to get the 60 votes needed in the 100-member Senate to approve climate legislation. There are 60 Democrats in the Senate, and Republicans largely oppose a similar measure passed. Most senators favor letting financial companies trade carbon dioxide permits, said Kevin Book, a Washington-based managing director for Clearview Energy Partners, LLC, which does energy analysis. Then it continues and it says, if you take away the financial market component, you've stolen somewhere between 4 and 6 votes, Book said in an interview. But once again, we're not talking about the issue. We're not looking at the bill or the legislation. We're debating on who should get the spoils. This dialogue is in the wrong direction. Again, misdirection. errors of omission, as opposed to errors of commission. Of course, it'll go either way. It'll fall either way with this one. Back in July 9th of 2009, we reported on this one. The meeting on the International Clean Energy and Climate Change Challenges. This is what Barry the Usurper had to say when he went to L'Aquila, Italy, on July the 9th. He says, every nation on this planet is at risk. And just as no one nation is responsible for climate change, no one nation can address it alone. And back in 1992, at the Earth Summit Agenda 21, the Earth Summit, out of Rio de Janeiro, from the introduction to this big orange book I have in my hand here, we find similar words in the introduction. We can act to improve the living standings of those who are in need. We can better manage and protect the ecosystem and bring about a more prosperous future for us all. But no nation can achieve this on its own. Together we can. In a global partnership for sustainable development. That's always the same dialogue. Dog barking to come in. She's persistent. Not going to get away with it. Going to have to let her in. No doubt about it. Anyway, nothing I can do about it. Let's continue. So the House Democrats won passage of a climate bill by giving away 85% of the initial pollution allowances to energy producers and users. The House version would add controls over the derivatives in both the new and carbon market and in existing trading of energy commodities, such as limiting trading positions and increasing reporting requirements. The bill would let banks trade in carbon markets. All right, are you with me? We've got failing markets all over the place. We've got the pension funds inside out. We've got people walking away from the bond market. We've got people walking away from the stock market. We're having to create a new market for the 21st century. And it's going to be based upon this specious climate change. Climate change. The Commodities Futures Trading Commission is considering new restrictions on dealers in existing energy markets. They may also apply to carbon trading. The Commission's General Counsel maintains it can act to limit speculation without any action by Congress. Barry the Usurper's administration this week sent Congress a draft legislation that would place new limits on derivatives trading. Drop down a little bit further here. He says, in the article deeper in, it says, carbon markets, quote, will die, and the temperature on the planet will go up by a couple of degrees, more than it would have otherwise, and we'll really be sorry about it, said Winters. What's he talking about? He's talking about these credit markets, these carbon markets, having inadequate liquidity without the bank participation. This is Bill Winters, Chief Executive Officer of J.P. Morgan's Investment Bank. Again, he says, carbon markets will die, and the temperature on the planet will go up by a couple of degrees, more than it would have otherwise, and we'll be really sorry about it. See how the banks are driving the whole dialogue? Fed chairman's in there talking about the whole market's going to go inside out, upside down if you people don't pass this legislation. Here we've got this guy from J.P. Morgan Chase Investment Bank saying that the temperatures are going to go up on the planet by a couple of degrees. Who cares? Will they or won't they? Everything seems to be getting a little chillier around here this morning. Oh, we're going to be really sorry about it. Fear, fear, fear. Doubt, doubt, doubt. Worry, worry, worry. Of course, in addition to the dog barking, this is the morning that my little town just decided to fill the potholes in the street out in front of me, and so we've got one of those walk-behind compactors jumping up and down on the street. That's life in America, live radio. Goldman Sachs earnings. The bank that makes the most money from commodities, fixed income, and currency trading said last month it earned a record $3.44 billion in the second quarter. It set aside $11.4 billion to pay salaries, bonuses, and benefits in the first 6 months of the year, enough to pay each of its employees $386,429 for that period. Who's making money here, folks? Here's a final quote. The odds are that the Senate simply has too many hurdles to overcome to get this bill done this year. That's the bottom line of this lengthy article. Let's hope that's the case. Let's do what we can to make sure that happens. This isn't the first time this bill has been around the block. It's not the first time it's been on the table. Go back to this opening statement from Chairman Barbara Boxer, very likely to be involved in this, chairing the committee this year as well. This is the legislative hearings on America's Climate Security Act of 2007. This was Senate Bill 2191. Here we go. This is how she starts off the opening statement, her statement. We are here today to consider a landmark global warming bill, thanks to the bipartisan leadership of Senators Lieberman and Warner. They have worked so hard to come together and craft this thoughtful, comprehensive piece of legislation, and we could not have done it without their tireless dedication to this issue. This is not new news. This is a recurring theme. So if we can stop it this year, it'll be back again next time. And then it'll be back again next time. And then it'll be back again this time. And why? Because this is the direction the globalists want us to go into. Going back to our world from the air, conflict and adaptation, the International Symposium on Man's Role in changing the face of the earth, that's from a symposium in Princeton, New Jersey in 1955. We'll be going into the break here. But just to kind of touch base once again and understand that this information that you're hearing, the things, the legislation that we're seeing enacted today, stuff coming out of the think tanks and the universities, oh, this was mapped out long, long ago, before many of you were born. A symposium held in Princeton, bringing together the best minds of the world to project our role in changing the face of the earth. We'll be right back. The dog's coming in, and everything will start again in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with 2 cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
And we have returned and back once again right here on the broadcast. Yeah, the dog's in the house now, so everything's cool. All right. I love my German Shepherd. She is such a great pal. Anyway, we got a whole team of people outside working on the streets, patching potholes, backhoes, tampers, shovel guys, laborers. This is a very small town. This is a big deal. Big show. Really big show happening outside. But it just goes to show you what happens when you make it a steady habit of going to the city council meetings and ragging on your local government and trying to do everything they can to impress me that they're actually using our tax dollars wisely by coming by and fixing the potholes in front of my place. Make it a habit and you'll find that the potholes will all get filled in front of your house too. Anyway, back to this discussion here, Our World from the Air, Conflict and Adaptation. This from a piece that was written for this particular symposium by a very interesting fellow. You want to do some research on him. He's a rather interesting chap. He does come up if you look him up. Let's see if I can go back and find him again. Here it is. His name is E.A. Gutkind, Dr. Gutkind. He's got more initials and acronyms behind his name than anybody I know. But he's very, very influential. He talks about one of the things he's written here is a discourse on social ecology, 1953. Social ecology. The expanding environment, the end of the cities, and the rise of communities. Published in 1953, another one of his writings. The beginning of the communitarians, obviously. But here, let's continue right where we left off. The second chain of transformation consists of four stages. Note it, four stages. In man's changing attitude to his environment. Again, remember we were talking about the I, thou, I, it relationship. Martin Buber's philosophy. Translating itself into socio-ecological discourse. In the minds of the planners. The social planners. The second stage of transformation consists of four stages. I should say the second chain in man's changing attitude to his environment, all of which can be observed today, again, 1950s, sometimes in close proximity to one another. The first stage is one of fear and the longing for security. Sound like the news on the nightly news? The first stage is one of fear and the longing for security, of course, Benjamin Franklin said something along the lines, probably right on the money. Those that would trade their essential liberty for temporary security deserve neither their liberty nor their security. Fear. The first stage is one of fear and the longing for security, of fear of the unpredictable and unknown forces of nature, and of protection against these forces and the hostility of men, man-made and natural disasters. FEMA's multi-jurisdictional all-hazard mitigation planning program coming on you and at you right where you live today. Your state emergency management agency. FEMA's little stepchild, the International Code Council, and their body of model codes and model acts. Betting on whether or not we'll have another hurricane or some other natural or man-made disaster like the H1N1, hog squirts and sweats flu. particularly in primitive conditions. Careless displacement of the natural features is the result. We need to be very careful about these primitive conditions, these developing countries. As our caller said the other day, asked the question, what is a second-class country? We've heard about first-world countries and third-world countries. What are these second-class or second-world countries? They're probably the ones that have taken the pill. They bought onto this hysteria. They're not quite in the mainstream yet, but the jackals have done their job. Economic hitmen have done their job. And they're reaching for the brass ring as I speak. These activities lead often to collective work and are accompanied by the gradual formation of integrated groups. Together we can. Together we can. Collective work. Integrated groups. Man feels himself a part of nature, and cosmic and earthly events are for him inextricably interwoven. Oh yeah, cosmic. Totally cosmic, man. His orientations in space and time are concrete, not abstract, concepts. His orientations in space and time. Time travel? Not likely. Space travel? Give us a break, Chesterfield. Somebody's going to have to figure out how to penetrate the atmosphere and get out beyond that, and then tell us why we'd want to, before I'll believe it. He solves his practical problems in an empirical manner, and his attitude to the external world of things and men is permeated by an I-thou relationship full of symbolic and personal meaning. All this is evident in the works of early and primitive man, and can be observed today in the windscreen settlements of the Bushmen, in the pile dwellings of the South Seas and of other parts of the world, in the careless displacement of the natural conditions for shifting agriculture, in the kraals of the Bantu Negro, in the Zadrugas of old Bulgaria, and in many other institutions and works. All of this, again, the first stage, pointing to Auguste Comte's first stage of human development, the theological stage where man's ruled by his priests and his priest kings. His whole system is based on superstitions and unknowing. The second stage is one of growing self-confidence and increasing observation, leading to a more rational adaptation of the environment to differentiated needs. Elementary protection develops into purposeful reshaping of the environment, a purposeful reshaping of the environment, and displacement of nature is followed by replacement. As men no longer worship the Creator, they worship the creation. And we move from the theological stage, according to Auguste Comte, into the metaphysical stage of human development. The objectives are complex and interrelated and widen in scope and character. Man accepts the challenge of nature as a disciple and a reformer. Accepting the challenges of nature as a disciple and reformer. And the I-thou relationship persists, though fashioned by man in a different way, and remolds the interrelationship of individual and group and the appreciation of the cosmic and earthly phenomena correspondingly. You see, we start to find out things. We start to identify some of these laws of nature. Gravity, the attraction of the pole, the development of the compass, the astrolabe, all of these various little things like sextants, cartography, other skills coming in. Man starts to become a disciple and a reformer of nature. In other words, we start to work with the system as opposed to in ignorance of the system, in fear of the system. During this stage, all activities bear the same mark of immediacy and reciprocal adjustment. This is manifest in such works as the rice terraces and the fields of China, in the geomantic adaptation of Chinese towns to environmental conditions, in the regulation of the rivers and the irrigation of the fields, and in the social and religious significance of the layouts of Indian, African, and other towns. Pick it up right there on the other side, looking at the world from space.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Now, if you are new to this broadcast or you haven't followed this particular stream as we've been discussing our world from the air, this Princeton Symposium leading off article, the big treatise here, then I'll just refresh your memory. Basically, where this all came from was the development in aerial photography. And as aerial photography improved and our air travel improved with it, it was discovered by the urban planners as they went round the world that they could analyze and compare as part of the sociological study of man's development, human settlement developments, if you will, from the air. They could learn much by studying and looking at them, at this relationship, this I, thou, I, it relationship in the developed and the developing countries. And it is from a lot of this that we got modern urban planning and communitarianism and communitarian law and all of the rest of the claptrap. that lays on us now. But of course, this really isn't space work. It's just all low Earth orbiting. It's not even low Earth orbiting in this case. It's just flying along. But so many of the satellites up there, the satellite technology, is circling around about 100 miles above the surface, certainly not in space. Well within the body of our atmosphere. But let's continue. The third stage, which had led to our present situation, is one of aggressiveness and conquest. Aggressiveness and conquest. Again, 1955. Man's relationship to the earth. This transformation from I thou to I it, this idea of a war being waged by man on the planet earth and its resources, rather than being part of the earth, viewing man as separate from it. Adjustment to the environment develops into exploitation. Part of the United Nations documentations, everyone has the right to exploit their natural resources. Exploitation. The objectives are unlimited and grow in diversity, but also in disunity. With the ruthlessness of a pioneer, oh boy, I'll tell you what, I got a link over the weekend. It's going to take a little bit more research on this group called the Pioneers, but they're quite interesting. But we'll hear about that pioneer all the time, don't we? As the pioneers settled the West, you know, westward expansion. The early Israeli Zionist community, as they came in with their kibbutzes and all of the rest of that, they called themselves pioneers, you know, a bunch of John Waynes carrying rifles and wiping out the Palestinians as they came, just like the white man wiped out the Cherokee and the Blackfoot and the Pawnee and the Sioux and all the rest of them, Athabascan and the rest. But continued, with the ruthlessness of a pioneer, man expands his living space, and with a complete disregard of the danger, I'm going to jump over here, so many fantastic photographs in this particular segment showing all of this. The danger, primarily quantitative expansion, he deludes himself into the role of an omnipotent remaker of his environment. Omnipotent. Omniscient. All-powerful. You see the role reversal here? How we can understand what these little god, little g-god-like creatures are that want to rule the planet? Neglect and exploitation of the natural resources, rural isolation and urban expansion have produced an unexampled disunity of the social and economic structure. All this is revealed from the air, looking down. You can draw these various and sundry conclusions. If you had the benefit of all the photographs that are in this particular article, you'd see what they're talking about reading the footnotes. I'll have to do the best I can just verbally here. But the physical expression of this third stage is evident in practically all the works of modern man. They are perhaps the most conspicuous features which meet the eye from the air. The geospatial, the GIS, GPS, global governance system, viewing man's activities and relationships from the air. Run Google Earth on your own address. Zoom out a little bit and look at the human development settlement you dwell within. This phase, 1955, this phase is drawing to a close. The fourth stage of the interaction of man and environment is slowly taking shape. Faintly, the outlines of this new epoch are discernible, this new age, this new world order, this new epoch. It will be an age of responsibility and unification. And to go back to August Comte's playbook, in the third and final stage of human development, we will transition away from the theological stage into the second stage, which is the metaphysical stage, from which we will transition again into the positive stage, the last and final, the greatest stage of man's role on earth. As we go into the new technocracy, scientific socialism on steroid, as we move further into this positive stage, where everything is relative, and that is the only absolute. It's all relative, man. It's just relative, man. Heard the other night that apparently Bob Dylan was walking down the street, got busted. Boy, I'd go back and get out my Bob Dylan songbooks or some of my early Bob Dylan albums. But, of course, he said to live above the law, you need to be honest. To live above the law, you must be honest. So he was honest, I guess. He just told him he didn't have any identification papers. Please give him a ride back to the hotel. Verify who he was. To live above the law, you must be honest. The winds are blowing, right? Expansive ruthlessness is gradually merging into a careful adjustment to environmental conditions and new possibilities. Man begins to be aware of his real responsibility and of the limitations which the closing frontiers of the world impose upon him. The objectives are gaining in precision, foresight, and coordination. Unity and diversity and unification, unity and diversity and unification are emerging as the main task in the next stage of development, in which man must act as a coordinator, really, community organizer, Barry the Usurper, guided by social awareness, sociology, August Comte, positivism, and insight into the workings of nature. Knowing everything there is to know about the Creator and the creation. The third chain of transformation represents the changing experience of space relations, of space in relation to the conception of the universe and the widening scale of human activities. I'm just asking you to go with me in your mind as we try and embrace the underlying, the theological, philosophical, and scientific underpinning which brought us into a position where things like Agenda 21, sustainable development, smart growth, new urbanism, and all of this COPS programs and all of this other stuff can rise up. On Wednesday, we'll have Daryl Eberhardt come back again. We'll talk about the Jesuits and the rise of this bloody papal Rome, all of that. But it's certainly not limited there. But if we can understand the importance of these various and sundry Jesuit colleges, Catholic colleges and universities, it's not limited to them alone. On both sides of that sphere, Catholicism and Protestantism, the universities have been developed. Both sides, equally. And they're both advancing these agendas through the portal, if you will, of education, shaping minds. But there are truths laying in all of this as well. And these photographs bear them out, these aerial photographs of various towns and cities and developments all around the world in the developing and the undeveloped, the backward and the most developed nations, first, second, third class countries. The insanity of miles and miles and miles of suburb development. God help you if you don't have the address right, you'll be lost. But again, he says the third chain of transformation represents the changing experience of space in relation to the conception of the universe. It's all a matter of scale. We'll be right back.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. But using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with 2 cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
And we've returned once again our last and final segment of this morning's broadcast, digging deep into this idea, the concept of looking at the world from the air, and then putting ourselves or putting yourself into the seat of these planners. And you look down and you say, oh God, what a mess this is. Manchester, England. Oh my goodness, Los Angeles. Oh God, gonna have to do something. So you come in and you throw your bungwad over the top of it and you start sketching around with your big pencils, your magic markers, you know, drawing circles and arrows and those sorts of things. Move this over here, move that over there. Unfortunately, all these moves and directions and things like that impact people, property on the ground. Well, let's rezone this area to industrial. Oh, we need to park over here. We need to create tension here. We need to relax the tension over here. Let's put a new highway in over here. You think I'm kidding? No. Right here in sunny southwest Missouri, we've got a master plan in process in the town just 5 miles from me, and they're talking about those very same things. Got their aerial survey maps, and they got their layovers, and they're going through putting in circles and arrows, you know, like Alice's restaurant, circles and arrows on the back. Anyway, where should we have the park? Where should we put a new highway? How should we zone this? How should we zone that? Half a dozen do-gooders thinking they're going to be doing the right thing. But let's continue. It says again, unity and diversity and unification are emerging as the main tasks in the next stage of development, in which man must act as the coordinator, guided by social awareness and insight into the workings of nature. the greatest good of the greatest number, the pursuit of happiness principle, forsaking property, advancing liberty, more laws, more leashes, more collars, more chains. The third chain of transformation represents the changing experience of space in relation to the conception of the universe and the widening scale of human activities. Through the whole of known history, the ideas of space, which man put on the universe, were the reflection of his changing attitude toward the environment and vice versa. We talk about, oh, God punished us and threw a flood on the people, you know, and Palestine was the center of the universe, and the precession of the equinoxes all rotated about it, you know, and the whole earth was on the back of a turtle, right? And with these different ideas, the scale widened, and large and comprehensive operations replaced small and isolated activities. Roughly three phases can be distinguished, and then he's going to go into the three phases, and we might continue. Yeah, we'll continue with a little bit of that. But again, with these different ideas, the scale widened, and large and comprehensive operations replaced small and isolated activities. And we follow the money, and we understand that there's all of the wealth of the nations, Adam Smith's Wealth of Nations, all of the wealth of the nations are being concentrated into fewer and fewer hands, deeper and deeper pockets. And as that concentration of land, labor, and capital continues, certain decisions need to be made. Is it desirable or even possible to raise up the African Negro to the level of Wally and June Cleaver in the 1950s America? Is it sustainable? All of these streets and driveways and automobiles and washing machines and dishwashers, electric light bulbs and air conditioners, is it even sustainable? Is it desirable? What purpose does it serve? As people become more affluent, they work fewer and fewer hours. As our technology advances, fewer and fewer hours are worked. That leaves more and more time for the people to think, to be educated, go to school, to recreate. It also gives people more opportunity when their backs are not bent and their elbows are not pumping as they go after 5 miles of beans a day with a little hoe in their hands. It gives them the opportunity to say, hey, wait a minute, Jose, I don't like this program. I don't like this idea of a carbon cap and trade. What are you talking about? This sounds ridiculous. What are you talking? Global warming, climate change. Don't you have the internet? Haven't you done any research? Don't you realize that the entire scientific community is laughing in your face and you're still talking about this, Barbara Boxer? See, that's really a bother. That's really a pesky bother to the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission and the people who would put themselves up as little g-gods. It's not nice when the people challenge the gods. Ask the Albigensians, the Waldensians, or anyone that ever went up against the papal Rome, if you will. And we're going to go into that deeper on Wednesday with Daryl Eberhardt. So we're going to have these three phases, and I think I'm going to go through these three phases the next time that we can return to this article rather than today. There have been some changes on the network. Immediately following this broadcast now will be Mike Chambers Live. I hope you stick around and enjoy that broadcast. Mike always does a really good job. He's moving from the Midnight Rider slot to a daytime slot, and I know that's not going to be easy for him immediately. It's quite a shift to go from staying up all night to getting up early in the morning and do another broadcast, but we look forward to that. Definitely want to stay tuned for that. Tomorrow, of course, we'll be joined again by Vicki Davis, and also on Thursday. Got a lot of good email over the weekend. Thank you for that. Everybody seems to like Vicki's additions to this broadcast. I certainly do. So join us again for that. We've got things that we can do We have things that we must do. And right now we're at a very critical juncture. There are certain pieces of legislation that are coming down the pike. Some have already passed, some are still in pipeline, that will so drastically change life in the United States of America, such as our children will never have any comprehension of what it was like to be in that Wally and June Cleaver 50s upbringing that I had the opportunity of experiencing. If we choose to do nothing, even if all of the odds are against us, if we choose to do nothing, then we have no chance of succeeding. If we choose to do something, we may still fail, but at least we will have tried. Read someplace long ago that whether you believe you can or whether you believe you can't, you're absolutely right. I believe it was Henry Ford that said that. If you believe that you can do something, gentlemen, give me a V8. Engine, of course, not the juice. We must have a V8. Well, we had one, but they wanted one. If you believe that you can, and you mobilize all of your resources, mental, physical, financial, etc., towards that end, you may very well succeed. But if you believe that you can't do something, then likely is you're right. You're whipped, and you're whipped before you've even started. You've given up. 90% of all success in business happens the moment you decide to go into business. 90% of all failures, and this is according to a Harvard Business School research, 90% of all failures in business are the result of one thing only, and that is quitting. So whether you believe you can make a difference, whether you believe that you can turn aside this cap and trade legislation, whether you believe that you can stop the assault on our food, our animals, on our economy, on our lives, on our freedom, whether you believe you can or you cannot stop this H1N1 massive vaccination, which is probably going to bring all kind of mayhem on us and at us, whether you believe you can or whether you believe you can't, you're absolutely right. If you'll dedicate yourself to trying, we might succeed. We might win some of these little battles. If you do nothing, we can guarantee our failure in it, and all things will continue as they were. As those of you that have listened to this broadcast for any length of time know, I'm an advocate of the abolition of the established two-party political system. I don't believe that we have had representative government in this country since its inception. Even in England, prior to our foundation here, the House of Lords and the House of Commons had already turned their back on their representatives. They represented the king or the crown, and Parliament assembled and represented not the people. Dwell a little bit on this concept of representation. Who can represent you? But if you speak not up, then no one will represent you. So by all means, become vocal. Vocal. We'll see you back here again tomorrow. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today." Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.